Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner. Rick, we're here at the home, away from home for me, at the Paynham Bowling Club tonight, live here.
Honestly, I can't believe with those flashing signs of Phil Fechner Stadium.
It's the greatest. I put them up.
Yeah, I'm quite sure you did because no one else would.
We're here with a special guest tonight, Hayden Harper, and he'll speak to us about on the bowls.
How come he's so much better looking than you are?
He's a lot younger. Well, my heyday, was it? I tell you what, look out. So, welcome, Hayden.
No worries.
And we'll have a chat to you in a minute.
Evening, boys.
G'day.
Well, quickly, Rick, about Friday.
Oh, Phil, did you bowl on Friday?
Oh, matter of fact, I did.
You didn't,
did you? Yeah, red and rump day. How I went.
Phil, how'd you go?
We won.
You won?
Yeah, I think it's my fourth in a row.
What did you win?
Oh, cash. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
That all?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. So there you go. Okay, quickly, running through Saturday, we played Morphett Vale out here at Paynham and went through them 53 shots up, which was a good win, all rinks up.
53 shots up?
Yeah.
Didn't they turn up?
Funny about that. Now, the next one I'll just...
Did they get lost?
Next one I'll skip across a little bit.
You ignoring
Wednesday,
me?
Yeah. They were here. Played at Holdfast Bay, got beaten, it was comfortably. We had... 2.5 rinks up. My rink was a draw, and the other two lost badly, so we went down. So we'll skip over that, Rick.
I thought you probably would, yeah. So your normal form.
So quickly, because we want to speak to Hayden. It's not all about me, this show today. I did mention they're in rump day, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay, yep, right. Okay, so we got Lindock and Mount Pleasant. Lindock beat Mount Pleasant 106 to 81. Tanunda and Kapunda. It was a cracker game at Tanunda, 89 to Kapunda 90, one shot, Rick. Very, very close.
Right on the
unbelievable.
Money,
eh? Oh, look, it's just.
You obviously weren't behind the door when they did a arithmetic.
So we got Newry.
89 to 91.
Yeah,
that's good.
One. Yeah, very one good. Different. Mm. Newry and Angaston. Newry 86, Angaston 99. So they've come back after their first loss.
Well, obviously, did they get rid of all the
recruits? No. It's a team as it was the week before.
All right, so they're still.
Oh, John O'Voigt came in.
They're still paying the big bucks for him.
Well, no money changing hands.
No.
Yadunda, 100, Freeling, 75. So that's the scores from last week. Quickly, I'll run through the skips of the week. So Steve Heinsey, 38 to 20.
Steve, is he a sponsor of this show?
Well, he could be. I might get him on board, eh?
See if you can mention him more often, will you?
He beat Vivian, 38 to 20. Sean Knight, 27-13.
How did Steve go, by the way?
Over Dakey. John O'Voigt, the guy who's come back in the side last week, 31 to 20 over Stewie Allen. And Tate Rogers, 29-15 over Shane Marsland. So they were the top biggest winning skips for the day. Quickly, big signing. Bigger signing than Horn Francis to Port Adelaide, Rick.
Rioli.
No, we're on bowls. Still on bowls.
Oh, right, sorry.
Peter Luquette.
I'll concentrate in a minute.
Peter Luquette from Salisbury.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Salisbury Bowling Club to Kapunda. Signed this week.
He's got a house in Kapunda.
No.
Likes the drive.
Big lucrative deal. he's going to start out there next week. He's his clearance didn't come through in time for this week, so he'll start next week out there.
The check took a while to...
It's bouncing. Quickly, while I'm on the local bowls, I forgot to mention it last week. Jaden Green, playing Div 1 for Kapunda, 9 years old.
Come on.
9 years old.
He couldn't pick up the
bowl. Uses dad's bowls, size 4s. So, yeah, he's a cracker bowler. Had the pleasure of playing with him in a tournament. We actually won down at Walkerville.
You beat the poor little kid.
No, he was in my team.
Oh, he's in your team. You idiot.
And his brother, Noah, just the tender age of 6, playing in their third side, I think, is over there, Div 3. So young Noah, 6, playing. So yeah.
Unreal. I bet I know his nickname, Ark. Is that right?
No, I'll tell you what. It come from a good pedigree, though.
Is that right?
Adrian Green and Cat Green, both state players. And
it's in the genes, pal.
Yeah, it's in the genes. Yep. So that's it on the local bowl scene this week. We've run through that quickly because I want to introduce this gentleman on the right-hand side of me, Mr. Hayden Harper, the brains behind the world Ballistic Bowls Championships. Yep. Played at Paynham on the 7th of January, I believe, Hayden, at this stage.
Yep, please call me Haydos.
And it's Haydos.
And he's taken up bowls after opening the batting for Australia.
Was he good? Any good?
He was very good. Very good. Nice to meet you.
Hayden, yes, the floor is yours. So you tell us about the Ballistic Bowls that's coming up and great.
Okay, mate. Great journey so far. It started about a year ago after probably 4 years in bowls. A lot of people in the clubs that you used to go and bowl with and against always heard the comment about, you know, when there's not enough youth around, we haven't got enough young people coming through, and yet there were, I agreed, you know, there were a lot of old people, you know, elderly people leaving through the back door and nothing coming through the front door. Yep. So it was a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way that we may be looking down the barrel of more clubs shutting and we need to do something about it. So I had a dream one night.
Why don't we all?
This isn't an R-rated show.
We might have to cut it there.
Specific. But just had a, a, you know, an idea and just came about through, I guess, like all Aussies, we like to have a go. We like to have a crack at it. So come up with this idea of how we could possibly change the conventional format into a quicker game and something that's a bit more visually spectacular.
So bowls 2020, we're looking at sort of thing.
Correct.
Hey,
Right? Heard a few analogies like that where they compare it to, you know, going from the old conventional test cricket across into the T20.
Yep.
And we all know how, you know, you only have to go to a T20 game in Adelaide Oval and you can see how many people are there.
Yep.
So that's where it started a bit over a year ago, and then now it's progressed to the point where I took the Dutch courage to go and talk to someone about it and said, what do you think? And his eyes were still rolling around going, wow, that's fantastic, and I'll keep it, you know, clean. So everybody was excited. So just one person after another in the club, we put a group of five together, including myself. The project itself, which was World Ballistic Bowls Championship, WBBC, was kept quiet. It was kept behind closed doors because we needed to protect ourselves with that conceptual idea on its way to, you know, proving it and pushing it into a commercial reality. So that's where we've come so far. We had to approach a number of you know, top-ranking players throughout the state. Appreciated all those open and welcoming conversations on the phone and in person with a lot of people, including, you know, Blackie and Ashley Close and Craig Mills and Kate Argent-Bowden and Lenny McGorm and, Cassandra and plenty of others.
On. Yep.
Yeah, and then it went interstate. You know, I contacted other players who, you know, we all know are pretty impressive players, you know, the Aaron Sheriffs, the Ben Twiss, you know, the Flappers, Alex Marshall.
Not the flapper,
but through Ashley Close.
Yep.
Also a few others, you know, in Victoria.
Yep.
And they were welcoming it. They wanted to get on board. I actually even spoke to Gary Kelly at the airport when he was on his way before he went over to Tassie to play in a tournament. And he was blown away. So I spent 20 or 30 minutes on the phone with him.
Yep.
So it's been a success this far, you know, with the traction we've got in the market.
Mm.
And look, one of the objectives of this, you know, introducing a new step change into bowls is all about trying to penetrate markets in the community to bring in the youth, you know, to attract and appeal to the youth. So they don't just come and watch it once, but they want to get involved and they feel that this is a good direction for them and a sport that they don't have to physically run into people and break bones and soft tissue damage and all the rest of it. So, yeah, it's rolled on from there. So a lot of encouragement.
So how's the feedback been with, say, the older bowlers in the bowling club, which is a majority?
Yeah, good.
Are they excited?
They're very pumped. Yeah, they're very pumped because they... As I've said, you know, we would have all loved a beer for every time we heard that saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not old enough to bowl yet.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah. And you walk into a club and you're 49 and people are going, hey, you're young pup, you know. And don't get me wrong, we love that, right?
Don't look in the mirror there, Rick. I'll tell you what, you're not looking real young over there.
But I've seen your driver's license. Don't you worry about that.
It's been good.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're on, you know, a trajectory at the moment for the 7th of January, which will be our big day in the light. And getting there, the hard part starts now. We reduced we actually announced it to the public and stood up and did a presentation here in front of the club before we released it to the public the night before, and it was, a standing ovation, you know, at the end of what could possibly come out of this. And we're not talking about just Paynham. We're talking about every bowls club in Australia, if not in around the world. So there can be an option to adapt something new, take it in, try it and see how it works, and it may bring some new players, you know, to the club.
Well, all I can say is seeing that short promo, that's magnificently done, produced. It portrays excitement, everything that you want to attract young people to it. I think it's fantastic.
Good. What sort of publicity are you going to, like, we're going to have it on, you know, Fox Sports or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. How are we looking there?
Yeah, we haven't quite got it to Fox, although we have been, we've been looking at YouTube channel, we've been looking at KO. And we've also, you know, talking to Channel 7, you know, with their interest as well. So, you know, I'd love to see a live cross here the Friday night before the 7.
Yeah, like on the weather type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Do a live cross with everybody in the background and, you know, the club going off here. It'll be a meet and greet night, you know, where these players who people have seen on television around the world suddenly are in your club, you know, face to face. So it's going to be a big night that night, and then move into the following day with the big tournament. And, yeah, we'll start with a conventional, you know, triples game. So two games of 10 ends, and that'll be the most conventional we get for the rest of the day. But we'll go through that, and that will allow a lot of our club members to actually stand on the mat with some of their, you know, heroes of bowls. You know,
well, they'll be able to stand on the mat with me.
I actually was
boom.
Don't get too excited.
I get quite a thrill out of that.
I was actually going to ask Kados, at least he's a very astute man, that you don't seem to feature in the.
My name's on that list somewhere, isn't it? It's got
to
be.
I think we had to cut it a bit. Hey, so I was getting a bit on. So.
Be honest, just tell him right now, all right?
I can't say it to his face.
I'm still looking for it, but anyway.
We did a lot of preparation for that promo. A lot of that promo took over a period of 3 months, and that really was one of the pivotal project milestones that we had to get to market this new tournament that we were going to bring in. So, you know, a few questions that have come up from Australian players and emerging Jackaroos, etc., are one, and we would expect it, about what is the prize money. You know, a few of those players I've looked them in the eyes, and I've seen their reaction when I've said, well, you know, at the end of the day, you get the chance of bowling in a world's first tournament, you know, a step change in lawn bowls. I said, you also get the opportunity to take that actual inaugural event out and be crowned the fastest driver in the world, because that's what this is about. It's a spectacular, you know,
part of the game
that we haven't seen a lot of. It's mixed in at the moment, and occasionally it comes out. The big gun comes out.
Well, I saw that over the other side of the table there, Haydos, and I thought, beautiful. We're going to get rid of Rick tonight, but it's a speed gun.
Haydos actually explained that it was a sort of like a
to find a brain,
an X-ray machine.
Didn't work on me.
No, came up with a result which we all expected.
Negative. Okay, sorry, Haydos. We get off the mark here a bit.
No, that's fine. We roll with that.
So the hardest drive, that's a special prize again, will it be?
Get down to, out of the top 40, you know, the 40 that go into the qualifying rounds, we're going to get down to the top 10. So have the top 10.
Elimination round
at the end for the big curtain raiser, and that's going to be huge. And, I mean, you're talking about, you know, bowls that are moving, like, fast.
Yeah, what are we talking, Haydos? Tell me, what... You're a driver, I know. I've seen how do you smash the window up here? And so what are we looking at?
Did you?
Smash kitties.
I could assume. I knew it wasn't techno anyway.
No, I got hungry. I started eating that kitty. What are we looking at? What sort of speed are you?
You're looking at... So what we'll do in the first round in the qualifying stages is we'll have a minimum speed set. So if you don't bowl your you know, your first three bowls down above that minimum speed, you'll be fouled.
Yep.
So that score won't count no matter what the score was. We have a head set up. We have a bowl behind the kitty. That bowl is referred to by me and a few others as the launch bowl. So that bowl will be positioned to launch the kitty, and that will make it more spectacular.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's allowing a good straight drive.
Yep.
Something you never ever done. good straight drive. Ex-cricketer here.
Through the covers. You know what that was. He's a covers man.
Scratching around, poking and prodding.
I tell you what, on the MCG, Ray Bright still looking for the ball.
He's dead, isn't he? All right, back to you. Sorry, Ados. Getting off this.
So we get to the point where, you know, we step into the top 10 shootout, which will be, you know, the crowd. It's going to be a countdown to every bowl that's launched.
Oh, that's good,
isn't it? So the three bowls that are getting launched, you know, they've got to be a maximum velocity, and it's spectacular, and it's a point scoring system, so it's not like the traditional shots. We're not trying to put people to sleep and turn them off. We want people to come and want to watch this. We want the word to penetrate through the community, and we want to target areas that we haven't targeted before. We want to attract people, you know, because this is a great outdoors Australian game. You know, we love it here. We bring all the internationals down here. They love coming here for our summer, you know. So it's, you know, top 10 shootout. The bowler at the end of the top 10 shootout will actually get an opportunity to be crowned the fastest driver in the world.
Yeah.
Now that's a huge accolade for anybody to have on their T-shirt, their badge, you know, on their wish list. That's a great opportunity there. And also it will be, you know, world's first event. There is nothing like this in the world. No. We've tested all the YouTube space. We've tested the Google. We've tested everybody around the world. We've asked people, have you ever seen anything like this? And they've just been blown away by it and said, no way.
That's fantastic. We haven't seen anything. I think we're going to have Hados on again as we get closer to the day.
Oh, well, we will. Rick? I mean, I just think the idea, and it's not just patting him on the back, but it's a brilliant idea. I mean, it as you commenced very early on, it is sort of a similar type change of thinking from traditional 4-5 day cricket to T20, and you've taken the sort of revolutionary stance and applying it to bowls. I just think it's brilliant.
No, it's a great format.
I mean, and it's been proved. I mean, there were doubters, including me, I'll put my hand up, about T20, but it's proved to be an incredible spectator success, which generates younger kids to play, going on and on.
And look, we're gonna run in parallel with this a youth development squad next year.
Ah, that's what I was going to ask you.
So that'll be run in parallel with building the World Ballistic Bowls Championship. So that's going to attract from different high schools around the joint. That'll bring in new players to the sport and give them an opportunity at a teenager age to enter into the sport. We have one of the great teenagers in our own state with Kate Argent-Bowden. A lovely Barossa Valley girl, you know, just up the road. And many others that are going to come forward. And that's what we want to build is, you know, into this great sport.
It's all about
give
youth,
them a chance to enjoy the sport, you know. And if they want to go down the World Ballistic Bowls, you know, down that road for the future, this is a perfect platform for it.
Yep.
And as we were speaking off air, I mean, there is this movement in, particularly with younger people, the emphasis is on playing sports that aren't going to cause concussion and all that sort of, you know, occupational danger. And so, it sounds great to me.
It's fantastic, Hados. And I mean, I'm going to be, I think, a little bit involved with you.
Love to see you on board, mate.
And which will be real handy.
The water boy?
Oh, water boy, yeah. It could be.
These are good for cutting oranges.
Yeah. I'm the head orange cutter.
Heavens alive, I didn't realise you were going to be given such an important job.
Oh, no. It won't be important.
Responsibility.
Very busy man as it is, as you know.
I can think of no one more capable of a responsible job than you, Philip.
First in line. All right. Well, thanks, Hados. We cut you off there because we're just about out of time today.
Well, we are.
We will have you back on. Yeah. Come up.
I love the idea. I'll even be here to watch the event.
Only if you get an invite.
Yeah, and free dinner from you as well, I would think.
Great to have me. Great to Great to, I love your show.
Oh,
the show's going to go bonkers after this. So
oh, having you on.
Well, listen, Rick, I have got a joke.
I was going to say, right, have you got a joke?
I have. I mean,
after my beautiful one, like, came across very well.
Not the reaction I've heard. Anyway, did you hear about the cricketer? He went to see the doctor. Doctor, doctor, I need help. I think I'm a cricket ball. The doctor confusingly looked at him and replied, "How's that?"
Oh, it's a bit like my wooden leg joke.
Oh,
isn't it?
No, it was way better than that. Anyway, thank you so much, Haydos, yeah, for your time. Sorry, and boys, we will have you again. And so, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.
And this is
Haydos.